This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions.
We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. My sister Elizabeth often talks about the value of reframing. She's really taught me, even more than I realized before, the value of reframing. And another friend of mine gave me a great example of the power of reframing. And this comes from my friend Kim Scott. Now, you know Kim Scott's voice if you listen to the podcast Radical Candor, her podcast with her co-host, Ross Laraway. She also has a terrific book called Radical Candor. And I, as her friend, was helping to throw her New York City book party. Now, it happened that on the day of her book party, she was coming in from California and there was a tremendous snowstorm here in New York City. It was really one of these things where school is canceled and, you know, the traffic and the subway were all snarled. And it was the day of her book party. And I felt bad for her because, you know what, as a writer myself, I know that writers tend to get very worked up with everything related to the publication of their book. And something like a huge snowstorm on the day of your big book party is something that would make most people very, very upset. So I sent her an email and I wrote, "How annoying that the one day your book party is planned, the snow comes. Arg." And she immediately wrote back, "I always loved a snow day, so I'm taking it as a good sign." And I thought, wow, look at that reframing. Instead of thinking, oh, this snow is terrible, this is so unfair, why did this have to happen to me, no one's going to come to my party, it's going to be a big failure, she saw the snow day as an auspicious sign. And by the way, everybody came and it was a great book party. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.